This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 81 for Wednesday, September 30th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, recovering from overnight losses after touching chart support. The most active November contract briefly traded below the $510 per ton mark, but managed to uncover some buying interest and turn higher. It's now up $1.90 at $513.90 per ton. While Chicago soy oil was down in early trade, a turn higher in soybeans was enough to contribute to the eventual gains in canola. Soy oil is also off its earlier lows. However, seasonal harvest pressure did temper the upside, with forecasts calling for relatively dry weather in Alberta and Saskatchewan. The USDA releases its quarterly stocks report later today, and any surprises in that data could sway the markets by the close. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are higher, while corn is holding near unchanged. Positioning ahead of today's quarterly stocks report was a feature. Updated wheat production numbers will also be released. Soybeans are up 6 to 10 cents, November up 10 cents at 10.03 per bushel. Soybeans recovered from overnight losses with solid export demand providing support. The USDA announced private export sales of 215,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Trade estimates peg U.S. soybean stocks as of September 1st at anywhere from 490 to 600 million bushels, with most estimates leaning towards the upper end of that range. China's Golden Week holiday is starting soon, and that's sending buyers from the country to the sidelines. Good Midwestern harvest weather also tempered the upside. Corn, it's holding near unchanged, December up 0.75 cents at 365.5 per bushel. Corn stocks are expected to come in at anywhere from 2.1 to 2.5 billion bushels, and any surprises one way or the other will likely sway the market later in the day. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Spring wheat up 9 cents in December at 534 per bushel. Kansas City 16 cents higher in December at 492 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 13 cents in the December contract at 563 per bushel. Reports of drought cutting into winter wheat acres in Ukraine were a bit supportive, with seeding in that country running well behind normal. Today's U.S. wheat production estimates will be followed closely, with average pre-report guesses pegging all wheat production at about 1.8 billion bushels. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 30th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.